Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to A to Z here on IB English Radio with me, Sister Zainab. And obviously, you can already imagine what the topic is. So obviously, this is something to do with the month of Ramadan. And yes, so obviously, this is about fasting, but not necessarily just fasting. So first up, I would say that obviously we know that worship sort of represents the relationship we have with Allah. So whatever worship we do, you know, that doesn't necessarily just mean, you know, when we're on the prayer mat and obviously we're performing our daily prayers or even when we're making dua. This extends to all the other worship. So for example, when we give charity, this is also a form of worship. So this is, and obviously we need to have this awareness that when we're doing some of these other obligatory and some are recommended acts, this is also for Allah. Now, obviously, fasting is a particular type of worship, which has two aspects to it. And you maybe sometimes you think that, oh, but, you know, fasting is like it's an individual act. And it is an individual act for sure. You know, when we're getting on with our daily business during the 30 days of fasting and whatever it is, you know, like if I were sitting here and recording the podcast or if someone else is in hospital and treating their patients. So the fasting that is done sort of inside us, you know, that we're aware of because, you know, we haven't eaten for several hours, that's an individual act. But obviously there's another beautiful side to fasting, of course, because fasting, even though we sort of do it very individually during the day, then obviously in the evening, it can turn into something that is then very much a communal, a social act where obviously people come together to share the evening meal. And obviously the culmination of all that is in the Eid al-Fitr feast, when obviously it's more families, more friends, a communities gather together. And obviously this is a very beautiful aspect. Welcome back to A to Z here on IB English Radio. Me, Sister Zainab, and I'm talking about particular aspects of fasting. And obviously, I've mentioned that fasting is both an individual act and it can also have a social aspect when we come together. And the coming together can also be in the mornings, so sharing suhoor together. And obviously, I've already mentioned that worship, any act of worship, so whether it's prayer, giving, and charity, or indeed fasting, this is about the relationship we have with Allah. So maybe we should think about, so when we come together in our communities for the big Eid al-Fitr feast, or if we're together with some members of family, can we again sort of tune into this idea that, okay, you know, we're breaking a fast, we're having this food, we're really hungry now, we're just having this really sort of calm and serene time and just sort of sharing a little bit of food together. But so what does that mean? So our relationship with Allah, in a sense, is so maybe you can think in terms of, so when you break the fast and you've actually got some people around you, you actually have this group who are then sort of deepening their relationship with Allah. And, you know, this is something that obviously we're meant to do, just the way prayer and congregation has much more value than just prayer that we perform alone, than the idea, because obviously fasting is also an act of worship. Imagine that if you just set the intention or have those thoughts when you're breaking your fast and you have people around you, this, for the group of you, is also intensifying, in a sense, your relationship with Allah. And of course, this is also what our relationship with Allah is about. We have very much this, we have the individual relationship, but as an ummah, as a huge community, we have this relationship. And obviously, this is something that Allah also wants us to deepen. So this is just another way, obviously, of maybe just thinking about fasting and, you know, when we finish the fast. So I pray that's given you just a different way of looking at this aspect during the month of Ramadan, and also that you tune into another episode of A to Z here on IB English Radio with me, Sister Zainab, and farewell for now. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of A to Z. And for more information, please also visit our website at www.iranradio.ir.